word this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to the altar freely, Lord, anytime. And Lord, that we can call upon you, Lord, that whatever we may be going through, Lord, that you're there for us, with us, in us, for your glory. And Father, I thank you, God, Lord, that people are obeying you, Lord, and walking in obedience to you, God, and calling on you, Lord, putting their full trust in you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, God, for your presence that's here already in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for moving for every individual. Lord, moving for every soul, God, that calls on you. Lord, we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so thankful for everyone that's here today, and I just want to let you know that you mean so much to me. And I believe that those of you that are calling on the Lord this morning and you're needing, and you got loved ones, I believe all of us here this morning have loved ones that need salvation. They need to be saved. And I believe that God hears our prayer. Now, we may not see that demonstration. It may happen in a week. It may happen in 6 months. But we keep on keeping on, and we keep sowing the word of God, and we keep loving them, and we keep praying for them no matter what. And what Rhonda said earlier about how they're going to have a party tonight there at their house, and that there may be some coming out that may have a drink or two. And said the Lord revealed to her that Jesus is a friend of sinners. That's what we talked about in Sunday school this morning, wasn't it? And we talked about that today, and we talked about how we need to be friends of sinners. We need to be their friend. And I believe that is a word from God for all of us, that in order to be a witness to someone, we have to be willing to listen to their story. Because if we're not willing to listen to their story, they're not going to listen to our story. So it's very important for us to share love and Jesus with them. And you got to have grace and truth together. You can't have all grace and no truth, and you can't have all truth and no grace. You got to have grace and truth together when you witness for the Lord. Amen? You got to have them both. How many loves the Lord this morning? How many loves the Word? I got a special word for you this morning. It was a special word for me. And it's a theme that I'm going to have for the rest of the year. It's an honor to be able to spend New Year's Eve with you today. And this is a message that I'm going to live with in 2018. And I believe it's a word for us all. And it's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It's one of my favorite verses. I can quote it. I can quote it by memory. But I'm going to read it. We're going to read it on the screen here. And we're going to be preaching this morning on the God of abundance. And I believe that God will supply all of your, everybody say all. God will supply all of your need according to, and y'all know that verse. Can y'all quote that for me? According to his riches in heaven, his riches in glory. But I want us to focus on this text here out of Ephesians 3:20. It's one of my favorite verses that I love to preach out of, I love to quote in my life. The God of abundance, okay? Let's read this together. Now to him, who's that God, right? Now to God, who is able. Everybody say he's able to do exceedingly abundantly. Is that enough or more than enough? It's more than enough, isn't it? Who is able to do more than enough above all. Everybody say all. That I can ask, there's nothing, get this now, there's nothing too big for me to ask of God. Above all that we ask, there's no request too large for God. This is good. All that we ask or think, according to the Holy Spirit, the power of God that works in us. I'm going to preach this morning on the God of abundance. The God of abundance. Father God is the source of abundance. And I'm just going to tell you this morning that your job is not your source. Your career is not your source. God is your source. God is your source. If you would just learn how to plug in to the source, my vacuum cleaner won't work unless I plug it up into the source. My lights don't, my Christmas tree, our Charlie Brown Christmas tree at home, it won't work unless I plug it into the outlet, into the source. But it's my responsibility to plug up the vacuum cleaner or the subwoofer that we got up here. I believe that's how you call it. This big old bass out here that blows us away sometimes. It doesn't really work if I'm not plugged in to the source. But I'm here to tell you that God has already done His part. You must learn how to do your part. And in order for your part to be done, you've got to learn how to plug in to the God of abundance. If you really believe that God doesn't want you in lack, you'll start confessing, and my God, everybody say, my God will supply all of my need according to His riches in glory. So based on that verse and based on this verse that is Philippians 4:19 and this is Ephesians 3:20, we got two scripture verses that say, don't worry, don't be anxious, don't fret. God will supply all of your need according to His riches in glory. And listen, if God has given you a ministry, if He's given you a vision, He will make provision. There is nothing too hard for God. I'm preaching on the God of abundance this morning. There is no sickness too hard for God to forgive. There is no sin too big, too large for God to forgive. God is God. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. He is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing. He is God. And I want you to look at your neighbor this morning and say, God is able. God is able. The word abundance here means a state of plenty. A state of plenty. God has no competition when it comes to supply. He'll give you the supply of grace to deal with family members. He'll give you the supply of grace to deal with whatever you're facing. If it's road rage, I don't care whatever it is. See, I'm trying to be culturally relevant this morning preaching. I'm trying to give you some application today. Don't listen. God will give you the supply for whatever you're facing. That's why David says, see, David was a new covenant man in the old covenant. He understood the new covenant, and that's why he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not be in lack of anything. So he wasn't lacking, and he understood the supply that God has. Now, in the world, we have a principle, and we have a law. It's called the law of supply and demand. If demand increases, then the price of supply increases. Why? Because supply will decrease. But in God's economy, it's called supply and ask. In God's economy, all you have to do is ask the Lord, and He is able to do everybody say that with me, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. God is able. Listen, God never runs out of resources. God never runs out of power. God never runs out of patience. Oh, I'm preaching to myself this morning. God never runs out of long suffering. He never runs out of love. He never runs out of forgiveness. 70 times 7. 490 times. More than 490 times. God never runs out of grace. God never runs out of mercy. God never runs out of resources. And if I can get this in your spirit this morning, some of you have been living with a state of mind that you'll be in poverty for the rest of your life, but I refuse to live that way. I'm going to be debt-free in Jesus' name. This church will be debt-free in Jesus' name. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or therefore think according to the power which works in us, the gospel will be financed. The gospel will be taken to the world. Every soul and every hearer will hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it will be financed, and it will be funded by the body of Christ. Amen. Well, amen. God can do more than enough. He's not enough. He is more than enough. He never runs on empty. He never sleeps according to the word of God, and he never slumbers. And I'm not ashamed to say to you that that's my God. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Man, look what God has for us. The other morning, I don't remember which morning it was. I remember now, but it has no meaning, does not matter. But it was the other day, it was the other morning. And Danielle, she's getting ready to go to work. I brewed some coffee, and I love coffee. So I drink coffee, and if you try to talk to me before I drink a cup of coffee, you'd be like, that is not my pastor. Anyways, we brewed some coffee, and I brew, because usually I brew around 4 to 6 cups. I don't brew a whole pot of coffee. You know, I just brew about half cup, maybe 6 cups. She looked at me, and I don't think you mind me saying this. It's okay. She said, are you going to drink the rest of that? And I said, well, I was, but you can go ahead and drink it, because I got some more coffee in the fridge, and I can just see if you put coffee in the fridge, it lasts longer. But I got more coffee in the fridge, and I could just make more. I've got more coffee in the fridge, and I can just make more. So take it, because we have joint ownership. What belongs to God, now you don't have to believe this morning. I'm not going to force this on you. But if you'll believe it, you'll see. It's not see, believe, it's believe, see. I said, we got joint ownership. What belongs to God belongs to you. It's my God that will supply all of your need according to his riches. If I'm a joint heir and I have joint ownership with God, and it says according to his riches, well, guess whose riches that is too? Well, will somebody tell me this morning, whose is it too? It's ours. So why are we living like we're broke, disgusted, sick, we're living in defeat? We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't live based on my feeling. I don't live based on what I got in my account. I don't live based on what I can see. I live based on the Word of God. And I'm here to tell you that if you're struggling in your finances, I'm going there. Somebody say amen. If you're struggling in your finances, God will make a way. If you ask, you shall receive. God will be there for you. Amen. He'll give you the supply of grace with whatever you're going through. I am a joint owner with God. Right? So, Danielle has a right to the coffee because we have joint ownership. See, all she had to do was drink it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, all you have to do this morning is take a sup. And after you take a sup, you'll want more. And you begin to drink more, and drink more, and drink more, and get drunk on the Holy Ghost. Get drunk on the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, you'd be like, man, I've been so drunk, I hadn't been worried about my needs. Are y'all with me today? I'm so drunk on the Holy Spirit, I don't have to worry about my needs, because God will supply every lack, whatever I'm lacking, God will supply it. Listen, if I don't have it right now, God will give it to me. If he's called me to it, he'll give it to me. You got to believe by faith. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to believe by faith. By faith. It's believe, see, not see, believe. You believe and then you see. Oh, let's quote this scripture again. Now to God who is able to do more than enough, all that we ask or think according to the Spirit which works in us. Luke chapter 11 verse 13 says that Jesus knows how to give good gifts to his children. Luke 11 verse 13, this is what Jesus said. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Holy Spirit. Now, what's the power that works in us? Can we go back to the... Stay right there. Sorry, Jaden. Stay right there at that verse. What did we just read? God is able to do more than enough, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which works in us. How much more will your heavenly Father give the power... Y'all with me? The Holy Spirit to those who ask him. And if you receive the Holy Spirit, man, your heart's going to line up with the Word of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in lack of anything. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm not in want of anything. I am content. Even if God had me right here in the same area in my life, I'm content. Are you content? Are you content with where God has you right now? Because if you're content with him, man, he'll use you like never before. Everybody say this with me again. God is able. God is able. See, before you see a demonstration of God's blessing and miracles, you will need to believe he is able. Can I ask you a couple of questions? Is the sun, moon, and stars still shining and performing like it should? Are they still functioning? Yeah, thousands of years. It's amazing. If you like science and stuff like that, like I do, it's amazing. The sun's still giving, still functioning like it should for thousands of years, sustained by God's power, maintained by God's power. If he can keep the sun, moon, and stars doing like it needs to be, is the earth still spinning at a consistent speed? Yes, it is. It's still spinning at a consistent speed. God's holding the world. Gravity's still working. God created everything. If God can do that, then he is able to sustain you, and he is able to maintain you. He is able to supply your need. He maintains and sustains. It reminds me of a Sunday school song. He's got the whole world. I know you want to sing it with me. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, it says, is there anything too hard for God? And a 99-year-old woman named Sarah gave birth to Isaac. Genesis 18, 4, there is nothing too hard for God. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, it says, is there anything too hard for God? Nothing is too hard for God. Now, we may have a general consensus here this morning. Yes, we all believe that there is nothing too hard for God, but do you believe that there is nothing too hard for God for you? For you. I'm not just talking about just a general consensus, but do you believe for yourself? And it's easy to believe for somebody else. Somebody comes to you with a problem. Hey, brother, hey, sister, I need this to happen in my life. Boy, it's easy to pray with them. But when it comes to yourself, it's hard for you to believe. Maybe it's condemnation. Maybe you look down on yourself. Maybe you think God is real upset with you, doesn't love you, doesn't want to bless you. But if you'll just change that mindset and say, wait a minute, there's a thing called grace. And it's called unmerited favor. And if I trust in God and look to him, he will supply all of my need. Maybe you're hurting this morning. Somebody hurt your feelings real bad, right? Maybe it's a wound you had. God will supply the strength and the solution to heal the wound in your life. Maybe it happened in your childhood. Maybe it happened when you was a teenager. God is able to heal the wound. God is able. We need to trust in him. Look at your neighbor one more time and say, God is able. He parted the Red Sea and provided water out of a rock. He rained down manna from heaven. He is able. See, sometimes God will allow you to get so down just to show you that he's able. Sometimes he'll allow you to get to the bottom of the barrel to show you, hey, I'm God, you're not. Sometimes he'll allow you to get so down and out to let you know, hey, quit depending on yourself. You can't do it on your own. You must look to me for your salvation. Amen. And sometimes we get to the point, especially sometimes if people have been saved for a while, they get to thinking, well, I think I'm doing this by myself. No, you're not. Listen to me. It's if you were saved by grace, it's grace that will maintain you and sustain you. It's called unmerited favor. And let me tell you, I get excited about unmerited favor because there is no way that I can gain favor from God with my works. I must trust Him and lean on His love and know that He's there for me. Everybody say favor. Favor. God is able. Sometimes God will let us go down in order to show, hey, I'm God that can pick you back up. Jude chapter 1. Verse 24, Jude gives us a powerful scripture, and listen to what he says. Now to him, it's just like Ephesians 3:20, and this is what he says in Jude 1:24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling or falling and to present you faultless. What does faultless mean? Faultless means perfection, doesn't it? Now to him who is able to keep you from what? Stumbling, from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I must believe he can keep me from falling more than my ability to fall from him. And some of us, we focus more on our ability to be able to get away from God. But God says, but Jude says, God is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless. Faultless means no wrong. Everybody say no wrong. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Not only is God able to meet all of your need according to his riches and glory, but he is able to present you faultless before God the Father. Everybody say he's able. I love the word. One more scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. If y'all are with me this morning, say amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. We have a powerful, powerful verse here. Chapter 1, verse 12. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day. What have I committed to him? My life, my heart. So if I've committed my whole life to God, then I need to trust that he is able to guard my salvation, that he is able to guard me. This is why we have the doctrine of assurance in the Word of God. We are assured that God is able to keep, to guard our salvation, what I've committed to Him. But guess what? You've got to commit it to Him. You've got to turn your heart over. You've got to turn your life to Him. God is able to do exceedingly. And listen, when you give Him that deposit, everybody say deposit. Before you move into a place or rent a place, you have a deposit, right? You give a deposit, you got to pay. It's to let the landlord know that you're about to move in. Did y'all catch that? I know some of you haven't drunk coffee this morning and woke up. It's a deposit that I've given to God to let him know that I'm fixing to move in with him. And I believe that he's going to keep and guard my salvation. And I have more faith in him saving me than in myself, separating myself from him. Because that's what grace is. Grace is holding you up when you make stupid decisions. Can I get an amen? and you make crazy mistakes, and all of a sudden there's a scandal of grace that begins to come in and say, it's too good to be true. And I'm here to tell you that he is able to keep my salvation, what I've committed to him, until that day. What day? It's a capital D. It means the day of judgment, the day when I see Jesus Christ again. You need to stop focusing on your sins. You need to stop focusing on your mistakes and on your past. You need to focus on what you've committed to him. And I am persuaded with full assurance that God will keep me and preserve me. I have no chance. I don't need to go back into the world. I am crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. I'm saved. And whoever's been born of God cannot keep on sinning habitually, continuously. They cannot keep on sinning because they have been born by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. And God is able to keep me. God is able to supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly. Come on, quote, exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. Listen, you need to start trusting in the God of abundance than your false idol God of self. Amen, church. Oh, it's all about Jesus. Amen. And God is willing. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. A leper comes to Jesus and he worships him. And he says, will you cleanse me? And you know what the Lord said? He says, I am willing. So not only is God able, he's willing. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done, Father. The Lord's Prayer. We all know the Lord's Prayer. Listen, it's God's will for you to be saved. If you'll just ask him. Prayer doesn't work if you don't pray. If people say, well, I don't know about prayer. Well, do you pray? You got to call on God. You got to pray. Listen, we got to seek God's face. We got to seek God's face. But remember that his face isn't far from his hand, from the hand of provision. And know that God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. God's presence isn't far from his provision. But I've got a question for you this morning. You know he's able. If you know God is able, raise your hand. Is God willing? Will you let him? One person raised their hand. Oh, will you let him? Will you let him? It's your job to hook up to the source. You got to plug into the source of faith. God is able. God is willing. But will you let him do it, and will you allow him to work in your life? And you know what? In Mark chapter 6, verse 3 through 6, you can read it for yourself. Jesus goes into his own hometown of Nazareth, and it says he could do no mighty works. Why? Unbelief. And you know why the children of Israel couldn't enter the promised land? Because of unbelief. They couldn't enter into the rest. What is keeping us from getting into the ability of God and the willingness of God is because we believe God in some areas, but in some areas we don't. You must believe God in every area that he wants to bless you with. And your breakthrough is found when you call upon the God of abundance, the God who is able and willing to meet your need. Let him bless you. Look at your neighbor and say, let God bless you. Let him convict you. Let him have his way. Listen, the devil can't stop God from moving in your life. The devil, there's a real devil. It's Bible. The devil can't stop God from moving in your life. But you can. You got to plug into the source. You got to have faith. You got to believe. And here we are with, the devil did this to me, the devil did that to me, No, the devil has no power unless you give him the power and the authority over your life. You got to stand on the word of God and say, this is what I feel, and this is my thoughts, and I know these thoughts ain't from God, so I'm going to live by faith, and I'm still going to keep going for God. I'm still going to keep serving God because I believe that God loves me enough to meet my need, to meet my need. Amen, church. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power which works in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Riley's going to do me a favor this morning, but hold up right there. Just hold up. Will you let God work? I say, will you let God work? Will you let Him work in your life? It's a teaspoon. Y'all with me? I got your attention. Some of us have been living from the teaspoon of self-effort. We've been living from the teaspoon of unforgiveness. From the teaspoon of, man, I don't think God wants to bless me. We've been living from a little bit, just a little bit of what we have. We're just trying to live off that little bit, the teaspoon. And we need to give the what little we have for God. Give Riley a hand clap. And we need to give what little we have to God, because some of us are living from self-reliance, worry. Oh my goodness, I don't have enough grace. Oh my goodness, I don't have enough mercy. Oh my goodness, I don't have enough friends. Oh my goodness, I don't have enough this. Don't have enough. Woo-hoo! The sky's falling, the sky's falling, the sky's falling. But if we will trade our spoon for heaven's shovel, I don't know now. I believe a lot of us, most of us in here, are in a right mind this morning. Do I want to live from my worry and regret and unforgiveness and bitterness and what little I have? What if I take what little I have and trade it for heaven's shovel? See, I can try to bless myself all the time and say, nobody loves me, nobody loves me, nobody cares for me. God don't want to use me. Oh my goodness, I'm living with fear. I'm always in defeat. Nobody loves me. Oh, I made a mistake. God don't love me anymore. I'm condemned. I live in condemnation. My marriage ain't going to work. It ain't going to work because you keep speaking it. But you need to start speaking life, right? And you keep living from that little bit you got. But if you'll give it to God and trade your teaspoon for heaven's shovel and say, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. But until you trade your teaspoon in for God's shovel, you'll never see the abundant life that God has for you. Jesus said, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm ready to start scooping out God's favor. I'm getting tired of living in defeat. This morning I seen a frustrated man. He's so frustrated, he said, why don't somebody praise God? Why don't somebody praise the Lord? Listen, when you understand that you can trade your teaspoon in for God's shovel, you'll be like, praise God, I'm forgiven. Praise God, I'm sanctified. Praise God, I'm justified. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you live from the teaspoon, you'll always be down and out, sick, broken, disgusted. But if you live from heaven and have heaven in your heart, people will begin to want to be blessed. See, some of us, we still live from the teaspoon. We've been saved 20 years. We've been saved 30 years. We've been saved 40 years. Still living from the teaspoon. Still living from what I have. But if I give what little I have, praise the Lord. What if I keep it all to myself? If I keep it all to myself, if I don't give my heart to God, can I go further? If I don't tithe to God, if I don't give to God, and keep it all for myself, all I'm going to have is a teaspoon blessing. And here we are, we wonder why. I just got a teaspoon blessing all my life. What's going on? God ain't doing nothing for me. God ain't. Well, if you'll just give to the poor, if you'll start giving to God, give your heart to God, God will begin to bless you more abundantly because you're trading in what little you have for all that He has. And I'm here to tell you, I would rather have heaven on my side than what I could give to myself any day. I know some of you want to grab this shovel and start shouting and say, praise God, I'm blessed going in. Praise God, I'm blessed going out. I don't care what people say. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to grab the shovel of heaven, and I'm going to dig by faith. And I'm going to say, God, I believe that you want to bless me. God, I believe that you want to see people saved. But you got to get rid of the teaspoon. You got to get rid of the self-reliance. You got to get rid of the self-effort. And you got to say, I'm ready to trade in what I have for all that he has. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, some of you are going to call me this week and say, Pastor Sam, we got a hole we need to dig. And we know how big the shovel you got. Hallelujah. But praise God, when you understand, praise the Lord, when you understand that you got the shovel in your hand and that you don't have to worry, that you don't have to doubt, that you don't have to live in fear, because God, can I sing it out? Because God will work it out. I have no doubt. You don't have to pout. You can shout. Because God will work it out. And if you believe God will work it out, I dare you to jump up and down. Praise God. Lift your hands up. Clap your hands and say, God will work it out. I don't have time to worry. I don't have time to fret. I don't have time to complain. I don't have time to complain about my life and tell everybody how bad my life is. I am a victor, not a victim. I am not a victim. I refuse to live with a victim mentality. I live with victory. I live with victory. I live with victory from the cross of Calvary. I live in victory in the blood of Jesus Christ. I live in victory. And in 2018, I'm not going to live in defeat, but I'm going to say I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I am blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm too blessed. Y'all know what I'm fixing to say. See, some of you need the joy of the Lord. You need to laugh a little bit. You need to shout a little bit. You need to raise those hands a little bit and say, I feel something moving in my spirit. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I don't need to stress about what people think. We're called to work in the kingdom of God. Jesus may come back this year. He may come back next year. We don't know. But God wants the best for us. And if we'll pray and seek God with everything that we have, nothing will be able to defeat us. We will be victorious in Jesus' name. I exist for a purpose and for a plan. Hallelujah. Y'all receive the word. Hallelujah. Y'all receive the word. I dare somebody. I don't want to throw that word dare around a lot, but I think I'm going to throw it around here. I dare you to grab this shovel by faith. Oh, I'm calling you to application. And I want you to start shouting and say, in the name of Jesus, I've got the shovel of heaven. Begin to run with it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. If somebody will praise God by faith and say, I receive the resources from heaven in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Temptation, testing of your faith, James 1.
Yeah.
When you fall into verse trials of testing of your faith, lose your patience. You know, a lot of times when you go through these things, praise God, because it's just a test.
And it's hard.
The battle's already won. Yeah. It's already won. So praise God through the test.
Yeah.
And you know, it's hard. We'll be the first thing. It's hard, but we're overcoming it.
Yeah. Amen.
We're overcoming.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to grab this shovel by faith? You say, well, that looks kind of foolish, Pastor Sam. Well, what looks foolish to the world is wisdom unto God. If you want to trade your teaspoon of self-regret and trade it in and live by faith in Jesus' name, it's your faith, brother. It's your faith. Hallelujah.
This is how we see it. When we all get together, we're on the same page. This is how we see God makes us. Before the pastor preached this morning, I was sitting over here doing praise and worship, and God started flooding my mind. And I had to write it down. I've never done that. I've never sat with my phone out in church other than to read my Bible or up there when we're reading our book. But I've got to share this with you because this is how amazing God is. Do we just believe? What he says in his word. The words in the Bible are not just print on a page. They are the infallible, victorious promises from our Father in heaven.
Yes,
we walk around with our heads held high and pretend like everything's okay and we got it all together. I did that for a long time. But I learned something this year. Man, let me tell you something about 2017. Y'all, I'm sorry. It's not what I plan on doing, but I gotta do what the Lord tells me to do. I learned something in 2017. When we call out the devil's war plans against us, when we call them out, what happens? We got all these other warriors that go to war for us. Like Elijah said this morning, you can mess with me, you can do what you want to me, but when I find out you're doing something to my brother or sister in town,
amen. Amen.
He did it because he loved us so much. He love your mom or your dad. That is some huge love, guys. And it's time that we stop being little in that. And we start standing in victory.
Hallelujah.
And walking around and moping around in defeat.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. While we're still praying, the anointing is here. I don't know if you're in a hurry or not, but tomorrow's New Year's Day, and most of you are off work. I'm going to give you an opportunity to grab this shovel by faith and make a public declaration in Jesus' name. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Everybody say in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Preach it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. Hallelujah. 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 Love you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. The anointing of God is here this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm letting go of the teaspoon and grabbing God's shovel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say there's victory in Jesus' name. Victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some of you thought about grabbing this shovel, but you don't know. You're just afraid. But I'm here to tell you, your deliverance is in the shovel. Your deliverance is in your declaration. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is anybody else going over? Is anybody else going over? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of God's blessing. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm just going to keep on confessing until I get my blessing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
him try to hold you bound.
Amen.
By all that garbage. Don't let him tell you. Don't tell people about your anxiety. Don't tell people about depression. Don't tell people the things that are on you, because you're going to look weak and you're going to make God look bad. You're going to make
Come on,
Jesus
brother.
Look bad because you're not free. You're a Christian. You're supposed to be free. Don't you dare tell anybody, because they're going to think you're weak and you're going to make your God look bad. I'm telling you, deliverance from anxiety. I'm not going to be bound by fear. And I'm picking back up my cross.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap, if we faint not. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity. You're thinking about it. You're praying about it. Should you do it? I think you should. I think you should. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is God. God is able. God is willing. Will you let him do it? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. See, if it's from the heart, three words, God's got it, that's your deliverance. That's your freedom. God's got it. He's got this. He's in control. God knows what he's doing. He's sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. God is God. Hallelujah. Everybody say in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.